The reading this morning is from the New Testament, from the Acts of the Apostles. And we're reading chapter 2, starting at verse 1. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." God will bless this reading of his word.
Well, do you think they'd had too much wine? I don't think so. Do you know, as I was thinking about Pentecost, I wondered what it meant. And I had always assumed it was a Christian festival. But in fact, as I went into it a bit, I discovered that Pentecost means 50th, and it's the 50 days from Passover to a Jewish festival called the Festival of Weeks, when they would have been celebrating the first harvest. So here we have a Christian festival which has been superimposed on a traditional Jewish festival. And this happens with some of our Christian festivals, coming from Jewish festivals in a beautiful way of leading from Jewish tradition to Christian tradition, yet respecting the Jewish history and their story too, and giving these traditions new meaning and new hope. So having found out what Pentecost meant and where it came from, I asked a few people, "What does Pentecost mean to you?" And here are some of the things they said to me. I said, "Just 5 words, please." I didn't want great lengthy treatises. Holy Spirit, Acts, Peter's speech, life, awakening, fire, languages, enlightenment, power, intimate, spectacular, apprehension, heralding, sending out, proclamation, courage for believers, presence of the word of God, wind, voices, and red. So that gives us some picture of how people have seen this story of Pentecost. And I reread Acts chapter 2, and I went on and read Peter's speech in chapter 3, which is well worth the read when you have time. And I also looked at John 14, which is where Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to his disciples. And at the moment, in the choir I sing in, we're singing Haydn's Creation. And as we sing, and I won't sing it for you, it's all right. "And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. The creation story. The Spirit was there at creation. And there are two words which are used. There's Ruach, mainly in the Old Testament, and Pneuma, mainly in the New Testament, which means the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit appears throughout the Old Testament. He appears to walk beside individuals. He walked with Moses. And when Moses was receiving all the complaints of all the people about this manna which they were fed up of, living in this wilderness, God and listening to all their moans and grumbles, God said, okay, I'll give you 70 elders to help you listen to all the complaints. And the Holy Spirit came down upon these 70 elders so that they could help Moses. Some people find that they have the Holy Spirit in them. And people like Daniel, when he was interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. Saul, the Holy Spirit came upon him after he'd been anointed by Samuel as future king. Some are filled with the Holy Spirit as a character I must admit I hadn't heard of before. He's called Belazel, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit so that he could use his craftsmanship gifts to create beautiful things for the sanctuary. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Spirit has been there right from creation. He's worked in all sorts of different ways. But in the Old Testament, it was a very different relationship. It was the Holy Spirit and the nation. Whereas with Jesus in the New Testament, he promises the Holy Spirit to each of his disciples in John. If I can find the right bit. Yes. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you in all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I did not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. And now to Pentecost. This picture in Acts, which Adam has read for us. I want you individually, you can close your eyes if you want, to try and picture this scene. There's a group of 12 disciples all gathered together in one place. It may be in a house, in a room, we don't really know. And suddenly, there's this noise, like the noise of a rushing mighty wind. I wonder if it was a bit like a hurricane. I don't know. And then they see tongues of fire. Wow. And then the Holy Spirit quietly descended upon them. And they found themselves able to talk in so many different languages. And in Jerusalem at that time, because it was the festival, there were Jews from all over the world, as they knew it at that time. And that's why we have them saying, we can hear the word of God, the gospel, the good news, in our own language. We're Parthians, we're Medes, we're Elamites. We're from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya, visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabs. How come all these Jews were scattered all over the world like this? Well, if you remember from the Old Testament, there was lots of people being sent out. That's not the right word. Let me see if I can find the right bit here. No, I've lost it. Anyway, never mind. They'd been sent out because they were taken captive and they were persecuted. So they had gone to different countries. And they had learned to speak these languages because over generations they had become residents of these other countries. And here were the disciples, simple Galilean fishermen and their friends, suddenly able to speak all these languages. I think that is amazing. But then I know I have an amazing God, and I hope you know you have an amazing God too. Why tongues? Why languages? Communication? Speech? Isn't that the way we tell people things? Why fire? Why flames of fire? Cleansing, refining fire, burning away the undesirable elements of our lives and setting our hearts aflame to ignite the lives of others as they hear the good news too, from us. That's what it's about. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to enable us to share the good news. And the people in Jerusalem at that time said, well, and you get this if you read on into chapter 3, what do we do? How does this affect us? And Peter says to them, repent. Change your life. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sins will be forgiven, and you will be given the Holy Spirit. I would think quite a lot of us have repented. We've changed our lives. We've been baptized. And the Holy Spirit is living within us. How do we know? By the things that happen in our lives, by the things that we do. This isn't just for people in the early church. It's for all of us who come to Jesus. You and your children, and those who are afar off, as Peter tells us in Acts chapter 3. So let's remind ourselves of what people said about Pentecost. They talked about the Holy Spirit. Yes, he's here and alive today. Sometimes I think we kind of quench him and sit on him. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. But you know, if God wants you to do something through his Holy Spirit, he will give you the enabling power and grace to do it. That's why I'm standing here this morning. New life, awakening. These are things which the Holy Spirit does in all of us. Fire, refining fire, cleansing, burning away undesirable elements. Maybe we won't all speak in different languages. Who knows? Enlightenment. The Holy Spirit enlightens us as we read the pages of the Bible. Do you know sometimes when you read it and you think, I never read that before, and it's maybe a bit you've read 10 times or however many, sometimes it's almost as if someone's putting a torch on a particular verse for you at that time. Have you come across that? There's a few nods around the place. The Holy Spirit is also very intimate. He sends us out. It can be a bit apprehensive at times. But he tells us to go and proclaim the good news. And sometimes it's by speech. Sometimes it's getting alongside people, it's compassion, it's being practical. There's so many different ways he works through us. And his presence in the Word of God. We need the Holy Spirit, his awakening, his enlivening, his enabling to share the good news. He's powerful in our lives. He brings us courage, and the presence of God and his word is illuminated for us. What about us? What shall we do to allow the Holy Spirit to live and work in us? Exactly the same as Peter told the early Christians 2,000 odd years ago. The Holy Spirit is part of our gifting from God. When we first come to know Jesus in our lives, he's our personal guide. He is the Spirit of truth, as Jesus is our personal Savior. Talking of tongues, and languages. I wonder if you would see the work of the Holy Spirit through phone apps that are being created by the Wycliffe Bible Society and other Bible translators, so that people in Mali, Peru, and other places can read and hear the Word of God in their mother tongue. Not in English or French or whatever it is, but in their mother tongue. And you know, when you meet people who are reading the scripture in their own mother tongue, it is very special for them. And they get so excited, because up until then, they've only been able to hear it in what is not their first language. And many years ago, as a ranger guide, that was a year or two ago, I went to an international camp in the south of France at a village called Melun. And there was a crowd of us from all around the world, and we said the Lord's Prayer in our own language. And again, it was like as if the Holy Spirit was joining us all together. We couldn't speak to each other half the time, apart from sign language, but here we could join together and praise God. It was amazing. You probably all have little things like this that, you know, you can think about. For instance, when last did you have a little nudge to go and visit somebody or to pray for somebody? Isn't that the Holy Spirit at work in your life? Here's a little bit about the Holy Spirit from St. Basil the Great. Simple in himself, the Spirit is manifold in his mighty works. The whole of his being is present to each individual. The whole of his being is present everywhere. Though shared by many, he remains unchanged. His self-giving is no loss to himself. Like the sunshine which permeates all the atmosphere, spreading over land and sea, and yet is enjoyed by each person as though it was for him alone, so the Spirit pours forth his grace in full measure, sufficient for all, and yet is present as though exclusively to everyone who can and will receive him. To all creatures that share in him, he gives a delight limited only by their nature, not by his ability to give it. Receive and allow the Holy Spirit to be let loose in your life, and be prepared for something different.